Hi, everyone, and welcome. It is official. We have a podcast. I think it's no secret that I'm a little crazy and crazy enough to even start a podcast. We're doing it from the kitchen. If you can see, super excited that you're here. I am super excited for this new journey and to tell you all about me. I am a first generation Latina from immigrant parents. I'm the oldest of five, so I'm like an honorary third parent. And I'm the family's loudest, most proud lesbian. I think I'm the only one in my family that's actually came out or is gay. Well, that might not be true, but actually, no. I think I have a cousin on my dad's side or a couple of cousins on my dad's side, but I'm not trying to out anybody. It's only the first episode. So we will be moving on. When I was 23, I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. Cute, right? But only to find out years later that it was just ADHD. And me being a lesbian made me promiscuous back in the day. So they confused my diagnosis. But honestly, all that just confirms that I'm very intense, very emotional, and creative as fuck. A genius, if you ask Kanye. Also, I've had two 5150 holds. If you don't know what that is, I'll let you know. When people are afraid that you might hurt yourself or somebody else, they decide to call in backup, help, doctors, I would say. And they pretty much just watch over you, take care of you, and make sure you're okay. It could run between 72 hours to 2 weeks. They always make it seem like you have a choice, but you really don't. And honestly, that's a good thing. But don't worry. We're not here to shame anyone's healing. To me, that's just part of the comeback. That just makes your story even better, and I'm here for that. I've learned early on to take the good with the bad and turn it into gold. Besides that, one makes me feel like I should have a podcast. Well, delusion, obviously. Mostly, I think the real reason is because I just want to let you know who I am. And do you remember when, you know, back in the day, you had parent-teacher conferences and you would take your parents and show them your classroom, show them where you sat, and show them where you made all these beautiful arts and crafts. Well, every year, starting from first grade, my mom would come to the parent-teacher conferences with me. The main thing was obviously showing them where you sit. And my desk was always way in the back, like it had its own area code, away from everyone else. And so in the beginning, my mom was confused. She asked, why did she sit so far? You know, why did she sit by herself? And the first time the teacher was just like, well, she's a great student, but she talks way too much. Same thing happened second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. By the second time, my mom just automatically saw my desk way in the back and already knew, otra vez estás hablando demasiado. So yes, I still talk way too much. So I thought, why not make it a career, a hobby, or whatever this is? Most of the conversations do start in my mind, during walks or in the shower, rewinding moments that happened in my life and thinking, man, I should have said this. Or I should have said that. Does that ever happen to you? You play back a scenario or a moment in life where you couldn't speak. You had no words, and then it just sticks in your mind. You play it over and over, trying to figure out how you could have said better things. That happens to me all the time. I don't know if it's because English is my second language or because I just get overwhelmed with the emotions that the words just don't come out. I would rehearse so many different versions and scenarios in my head. I still do it. Or have you ever been in a situation where it is so stressful, you didn't know what to say, and later on, you just couldn't get it out of your head? I should have said this. I should have said that. Yes, that happens all the time. And when I have these conversations, I think, man, this scenario came out so much better. Someone should have heard it. Or this conversation was such a good conversation. I wish somebody would have heard it. Well, now you can. Whether it's a life lesson, whether it's a laugh, I wish I could share with someone. I wanted to be able to share it around the same time when you got to go back to school shopping and you get all the binders and the pencils and the erasers. Well, my favorite was always Lisa Frank. I loved Lisa Frank, everything. The world, the colors, the animals, the leopards. Well, the unicorns are my favorite. I really believe there was a world like this where there were such beautiful animals and such crazy colors. I mean, this is the type of imagination I had growing up, where everything is just so magical and beautiful. So that's what this reminds me of. But not only that, my sister also has the tendency of telling me that I see the world, or I live in a world where unicorns and rainbows exist, that I don't live in the real world. And I completely agree with her. But that wasn't always the case. I didn't always believe that everything was working out in my favor. There was a time in my life where it was very dark and very sad and completely opposite. There was no color or light sometimes. And I just didn't want to continue living that way. And I'm not talking just about toxic positivity. No, I'm talking about doing the work, going to therapy, overcoming the diagnosis, overcoming coming out in a time where it wasn't okay, being true to myself, all of that so that now I can believe in unicorns and live a happy, beautiful life. I am also a single mom to the most beautiful 20-month-year-old baby. Okay, he's going to be 2 in September, but I'm in denial. I can't believe it. I am a mom of a 2-year-old. That's just insane to me. There was a time in my life I couldn't even take care of myself. Now I'm raising a tiny human and doing a damn good job at it. He does have 2 moms that are very involved in his life, and I'm very grateful for it. Becoming a mom was crazy and scary. Right after my son was 9 months, my partner of almost 10 years decided that she was no longer happy in our relationship. She didn't feel appreciated and ended it. And I know what you're thinking. That's insane. How did you not see it coming? Well, I didn't. I was too busy having a baby. I thought everything was great. And even though my body and my mind didn't feel right just yet, I never thought it would be this bad. It literally felt like when they say they pull the rug from under you. In my mind, I had manifested such a beautiful relationship with its up and downs like everyone else's, but at the end, so beautiful.
Postpartum is crazy and scary, and still I still feel like it's so ununderstood sometimes, unless you have seen it or unless you've been around it. It could be tricky for the partner to know what to do or how to help. So that was not fun.
And I know what you're thinking or what you're trying to say. Girl, what the heck? How could they? How unfair? And yes, that sucked. It sucked so much, especially after you are still trying to heal from the pregnancy, are still trying to refind yourself and trying to come back to who you thought you were. And I'm still doing that. Having a baby completely changes your mind and your body, and you're still trying to figure out who you are as a person again. So it sucked. It really did. There was a lot of crying and there was a lot of drinking. However, you can't sit there and dwell on the pain. You have to make a conscious choice. What does this mean? What am I going to do now? And I chose to see this as a positive thing. Because if I truly believe that everything's always working out in my favor, and this is God's plan, then okay, God, let's go. My story just got way more interesting. And so I can't sit there and say, poor me. Honestly, it was like a blessing in disguise where it gave me a chance to take a step back and think, okay, what do you want, Vanessa? What is the life that you're going to create now going to look like? And I was in a place where I was taking care of 3 people, or trying to, and now I had to only take care of 2. So that was a blessing in disguise. Also getting to come home to be closer to my family, to have their love and support, was also a blessing. And so in any situation in life, you have to choose to look at the good versus the bad if you want to be able to get out of it alive.
So now that I had this time to ask myself, what do you want, Vanessa? What do you want to do? What do you want to say? Turns out I have a lot to say. hence the podcast, I feel like it's time for me to open up, let it all out, step into my fear, and finally get over the things they told me I should just get over, but I couldn't. I can't just get over it. I won't. And maybe, just maybe, you won't either.
Because living in a world where unicorns exist is worth doing all the work for your healing. It's worth the therapy. And it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it.
But you first have to do the work to get there. You have to do the healing. And that's what this podcast is about healing. This is for the people who think they're a little too far gone, too loud, too much, too messy, too broken, too complicated, too. If you've ever felt like you're too behind in life, this is for you. This podcast is for those who know deep down inside that there's something better for them, that they deserve better, that they want better. You may just not know how to get there yet. You may not know all the steps. Because a lot of people say, wake up and meditate, but that doesn't work for everybody. Or just be happier, be grateful. What are the actual steps? What does that really look like? And healing is messy. I was supposed to record this podcast yesterday, and it's been a year since my relationship ended, and instead I got drunk, I avoided it, and then I hated myself for it. Especially when I had thought I'd been doing so good. Not over drinking, not staying up late, focusing on my podcast, focusing on so many things that I start at once, by the way. Oh, I think that's part of the ADHD, honestly. Like, I am currently in 3 programs, learning AI and recording a podcast. But yesterday, I just couldn't function. Yesterday, I just turned everything off and had one too many margaritas. But that's part of healing, and that's part of life. And this is real. The good thing is I've put things in place now in my life that I can recognize it, see it, be kinder to myself. This morning I wrote down everything I felt negative about myself. And then I went back and rewrote it in a kinder way. In my mind, my number one priority was going to be to just be a mom and be a great mom and then focus all my energy on my son. And then going from that to, just kidding, we're now a single mom and have to figure things out, is scary. It's so scary. So I feel like one of the main things that I have to remind myself is that I am safe. I am safe.
And let me tell you what I mean by this. My mindset at the time and the way they painted it was, don't worry, stay home. Take care of the kid. So at that time, 9 months postpartum, and my partner no longer is happy in our relationship, and they break up with you, now you out of nowhere don't have a job. You have a brand new baby. You don't have a place to live. So your body and your mind goes into fight or flight response, and it could be very scary. So my healing process, something that I have to do constantly to remind myself, is that I'm safe, that I have a place to live, that everything's going to be okay, and it's not always easy, but this is what I mean by putting things into practice over and over until it is no longer an issue for me. Another one of them is reminding myself that I am worthy, that I am lovable. Because after being with someone for so long and you are giving your all, your body for the baby, your mind, you're putting your entire life in someone else's hands, and out of nowhere it's no longer the reality, it could make you feel like you are not worthy. Like there's no value to you. At least to myself, that's how I felt to a certain point. And that is very, very traumatic. But once again, the work that I put into play from years before is going back, and my mind wants to tell me, you're not valuable, you're not lovable, you're not worthy. But I have to tell myself that is not true. That is not the ultimate truth. Because I am valuable. I am lovable. I am worthy. And even though I might not feel like it right at the beginning of a breakup, constantly reminding myself, telling myself over and over that I am lovable, that I am worthy, that I am of value, is the only way that I'm going to be able to reprogram my mind to believe that, to get myself out of that funk and remind myself that, hey, just because to this person you might not be worthy or enough, doesn't mean that someone else will not be able to see your value. But just like you will find people in life that will not be able to see your value, you will find others that appreciate you more than you'll ever know, to whom you will not be too much. And that's perfectly fine. If they can't see your value, then that's not on you, that's on them. But this is something that I didn't learn overnight, and this is something that I didn't believe overnight either. It was constant practice and reminding myself, I am worthy. I am lovable. And here I am showing you how to be vulnerable for my own healing as well. And that's when real change happens. Not just physical, not just temporarily, but mentally, emotionally, spiritual healing requires for you to be vulnerable and opened. And that's what I want this podcast to be about. I want it to be for people who don't just want a new vibe or feel better for the day, but are ready for a new life and are ready for a long-lasting change. Because you're not too late, you're not too old, and you're not too loud. Your story matters. And I'm here to walk you through it, show you, be vulnerable as possible for my own healing as well. I want to give real steps, real tools, real things that you can actually implement in your life to become a better person and uncover your own gifts. Things that I've personally have done to help me get to the place where I am now. Things that I am still doing, because like I mentioned, healing is never ending. I had to reassess my life this morning. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. I'm not a therapist. I'm just a human that has been where you are and is growing. I want this to be a commitment of growth for myself, to the podcast, to you, and to the belief that love, real radical healing, empowering love can change lives. If you feel like you're perfect, everything is the way it should be, and you are thriving in life, then maybe this will help you understand those that are not. Maybe this will give you an insight on how it looks to struggle with life along the way. Because to be honest, I still can't believe I'm doing it. I still can't believe I'm here. You can call it healing, you can call it venting, storytelling, or just good old chisme. But what I do hope is that you find something in these episodes that moves you, that motivates you, that makes you take action. I hope your body feels it. I hope you cry and laugh, or you feel like you just got called out by your older sister. That's me, by the way. Letting you know that, hey, it's time to do better, because I want better for you. You can laugh with me or at me. You can cry with me as well if you like. But I don't want you to stay quiet. I don't want you to stay stagnant. And I hope you're ready to become the most powerful version of you. Because if there's one thing I've learned so far in life, is that life happens, and a lot of the times you don't ask for it. But the pain, that pain can be such a powerful tool. You can turn your pain into power. Whether it's having a crappy childhood, parents that don't understand you, were not there for you, or abandon you. I get it, it sucks, but a lot of us had fucked up childhoods, and that is not on you. You were a child. That's totally on your parents. But if you have a fucked up adulthood, that's completely on you. At one point in life, you have to take control and understand that you are an adult. And now, with all the tools that we have and all the resources, it's up to you. You have to want to be better and do better. There's a point in life where you have to take control of your thoughts, your mindset. From a very early age, I knew I was a little different. I thought different. I saw things different, especially with the kids in my school or around me. I always wanted to be playing with all the boys. And people misunderstood the fact that I was a tomboy. Always climbing trees or talking to them. I was always a little different. Kind of like the unicorn. Magical, beautiful, mysterious, but extremely different.
and extremely rare. I feel like at the end of the day, that's what makes people special. That's what makes people interesting. But just like unicorns can be soft and sacred, unicorns are also very strong. Usually found alone. It's always just one out there doing its own thing. They have their own energy. And I guess I've always been kind of a loner as well. Never really hung out with a specific clique in middle school or high school. Towards the end of high school, I did have a group of friends that are still my friends. I love them very much. They're unicorns in their own way. That's for sure. And I'm so proud of them. Because just like me, they turn their pain into power. I'm so proud of them. And glowing up, you know, part of glowing up requires solitude, requires boundaries, and becoming okay with not being understood. I think that's what unicorns really are. They're not understood. They're magical creatures. They're soft, but strong. I mean, they still have the strength of a horse. And it makes them so rare. Kind of like the black sheep of the family. And that's definitely me. But see, I prefer unicorn. You can call me black sheep. I call myself a unicorn. I'm sensitive. I'm loud. I say things that don't make sense sometimes. But my heart is pure and kind and rare as fuck.
Yet I want this podcast to still have a sense of entertainment. I will be discussing different topics, inviting people to the podcast, having great conversations with others who are either healing in a healing journey or have it all figured out. Maybe we can learn from them. I want this to be a fun project where people can come, discuss, grow, and learn together. Because at the end of the day, me encanta el chisme, and I know you guys like it too.
So if this episode moved you in any way, I want to hear about it. Share it with a friend. Like, comment, subscribe, leave a review. Do all the things I have to tell you to do so that this podcast reaches as many people as possible. And come find me on Instagram. It's very simple. It's ruiz.vanessa, the number 2. And drop a unicorn under my post letting me know that you listened.
And let me know what part of this podcast hit home. What resonated with you? Because this is just the beginning of our healing journey. So let's do this together. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.